are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle...
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back.
And it is time for the Republic to fight back. It's time for the people of the Republic to recognize that they have the power to create their own currency. They don't have to complain about the systems which are currently controlling them. They can create their own systems. They can harness their own loving commercial energy through the monetary system. This is Wayne Walton with the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thanks for tuning in, and we are very excited today as the local Summit Daily newspaper has covered Mountain Hours, and they did an excellent job. And, you know, whenever you have, I wouldn't call it the mainstream media, necessarily, but the local newspaper called the Summit Daily, an article was written by Catherine Turner, and you can look on this online. Please go to mountainhours.com, and you can link through to our Facebook there, and I have the article from the Summit Daily News posted, and the title is New Form of Barter Introduced in Summit, Currency Measured in Hours Created by Locals. And again, it's mountainhours.com, and our system is modeled after a system in Ithaca, New York, called Ithaca Hours, created by Paul Glover, who's a monetary reform activist, and that system has been around for 20 years, and we have actually made purchases in Ithaca, New York, with Mountain Hours, although it's 2,000 miles away. Both of them are organic local currencies, but because they are denominated in time, they can be traded. In addition to that, Denver activists associated largely with We Are Change Colorado, they have started a system called Mile High Hours. And they actually have a radio show on RBN right after mine. So please do check them out. And they've certainly got a much bigger market. And they're doing starting the same thing. Ours has been active for roughly, I started creating the currency last fall. It takes a little while to put this together, but literally you can really systemize this process by, getting with a graphic designer, and literally you can go to a Kinko's and start one, in a matter of days or weeks. And it's not really essential as to what it looks like. It's what it does. It's a matter of going around and, you can have the money all printed up, but if you don't have anybody that's going to accept it, it's you have to go out and promote that and make people understand and explain to them why this is valuable, why it's necessary. And I'm going to get into why it's necessary. And a big piece of that is the brainwashing that's going on right now, is that we're suffering from inflation, when in fact we're actually suffering from deflation. Our loans are very difficult to pay right now. If we are under inflation, it would be very easy. So we'll get into that after the break. Please check out the Wandering Monks.
Are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally
people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. Mountain Hours.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils fronting Wall Street bankers.
Aha, that's Yes They Will. The Funky Monks will repeal the deficit. That is the Wandering Monks, and they are going to be appearing at the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. It's PUFF, Wanna PUFF, and that is July 4th weekend, Independence Weekend, July 5th through 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. That's a Thursday through Sunday, and the musical guests will be Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Additionally, we will have Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. So we're going to have a star-studded lineup of Patriots, and we're very, very excited for that. Later this week on Thursday, we will have Sheriff Richard Mack. Tomorrow, as a guest, we will have Tommy Usury Free Kennedy, who's an initiator of a local currency in Canada, and as I stated before, with these local currencies, when they are denominated in hours, they can be traded because an hour is the same worldwide. It's a universally known quantity. Whereas, what is a yen? What is a mark? What is a euro? What is a dollar? So that becomes very confusing. But everybody knows what an hour is, and they know how much work can be done in an hour. So when we base that on our monetary system on time, it'll make things much more understandable. So we're very excited, and basically I wanted to explain quickly about that we are suffering from deflation. I recognize that prices are going up, but they're not going up because too many Federal Reserve notes are circulating. They are going up because of engineered scarcity. So, and the evidence of that is that if you were a parasitic usurer, the worst thing you want to have happen is for your debt slaves to easily be able to pay their debts. So by creating too many Federal Reserve notes, you would inflate the currency and make your debts worth less, would you not? Well, that's not what they're doing. We are all-time record high foreclosures, and that guy Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, not George from the TV show, Thomas Jefferson, first by inflation, they expand the monetary system in the 20s, right, the roaring 20s, then deflation, they contract the monetary supply in the 30s, and that's how they create depressions. We are suffering from depression when deflation. So this is contrary to 99% of the information in the patriotic community on the mainstream media. So please listen to what I'm expressing, because this is extremely essential. You don't have enough money in your pockets. You are not wheelbarrowing, millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars to the grocery store to buy groceries. Again, the prices are going up. However, it's not because they've created too many Federal Reserve notes, because you would be awash in them. So another way to put this, are we drowning in Federal Reserve notes, or are we actually suffocating for lack of Federal Reserve notes? Do you have too much money in your pocket, or do you have not enough money in your pocket? And when I say money, I mean that with the dominant monetary system, which is the Federal Reserve system. So this goes contrary to, again, 99% of the information in the dominant media. It goes against what the Austrian economics talk about. They're talking about printing too much money. Well, are they printing too much money? Is everybody having a very easy time paying off their debts, or foreclosures at all-time highs? I'm going to go with Thomas Jefferson on this one. First by inflation. After 9/11, they inflated the they made easy loans. Remember the fog your mirror sort of loan, where loans were very easy. Just stated income loans. So, you know, as when all the money is created as a debt, you know, when they make it real easy, that's what went on. They created lots of money then. Now they've cut off the supply of Federal Reserve notes because it makes the debts of the parasitic usurers more valuable, not less valuable. Why would the bankers shoot themselves in the foot? Why would they? So are you reading me here, people? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Is this Zimbabwe or Weimar Germany in the 20s, where they were, heating their homes with bundles of cash? I don't think anybody's doing that. I haven't seen that. That is the threat. And the thing that they use to support that is because prices are going up. And then I refute that. There's two reasons why prices would go up. One is inflating the currency. However, if we, again, wash in too much currency, we would be able to easily pay our debts. The parasitic user does not want that to occur. They want their debts to be more valuable. So how do you make your debts more valuable? If you control the monetary system, you cut off the supply of those and make it virtually impossible to pay those debts. And what happens when the debt slaves can't pay their debts? Who repossesses the assets which have collateralized them? The parasitic usurer has. There you go. See how easy this works? So what they are doing actually is actually a bit more diabolical. They have cut off the supply of Federal Reserve notes so that our debts are more difficult to pay. And they are engineering scarcity of their control commodities, such as oil. We all recognize that the Rockefellers were a long time into oil with the Standard Oil Company, right? So they have cut off the supply of their control commodities. All they have to do is threaten war and make up a couple news stories, and the price of oil goes up. It's really that simple for them. And as those prices of their control commodities go up, it makes it more difficult for the debt slaves to sustain life, because they can't sustain life. They can't pay their debts, and they're squeezed in the middle, just like the parasitic usurer wants. The more difficult it is for us to pay for our debts and to sustain life, the better for them, because they are Malthusian genocide loving, they're not good people, are they? So, I hope I'm making the listeners a bit more aware of the true paradigm under which we are living. We are suffering from deflation. And this is very important to understand, because if you believe that there's too much money out there already, then what would having a local currency do to help that? If there's just, you know, loads of money, like it's Weimar Germany, where there's just loads of cash already, why wouldn't we need another entity to introduce more fiat paper into that society, right? So it would make no sense. What does make sense is if you're suffering from deflation, where people are bartering because they physically do not have enough Federal Reserve notes, in that instance, it's essential to introduce a local currency so as to facilitate more trade, more barter, and more transactions. How many people have explained this to you in the past? And this is fundamentally why I decided to get my own radio show, is because I don't stop at the conventional wisdom. And I'm willing to debate anybody on these principles. If anybody can express to me that I have too much money right now, or most people, it's just beyond belief, the brainwashing which is occurring right now. They are not printing. Number one, they don't print the money. Most of it is in digital form. But the people are starved for lack of money. And the way you fix that is you create a local organic monetary system. Barter currency, let's call it, and you create that with your neighbors so that you can facilitate trades and transactions. So that's what we're doing with Mountain Hours, and that's what the Mountain Hours revolution is all about, is that the people can create their own monetary system. They don't have to complain and whine like children. They can do everything, really, that the Rothschilds did. They took over by creating their own monetary system, and again, I like to rephrase the quote. You know, theirs is I don't care who controls the politicians. As long as I control the monetary system, I will control the government. Whoever controls the monetary system is the real government. And in the United States, as it's no longer sovereign, it was bankrupted in 1933. The politicians are not sovereign. You know, you can certainly play along with the the political theater if you want, but the politicians are not in charge. The United States was bankrupt in 1933. That's why FDR turned the gold over to the private-for-profit International Federal Reserve. If the politicians were in charge, then the gold would have gone into the U.S. Treasury, because it would have been the sovereign, because it was the collateral for the parasitic usurer's debt, meaning the gold. The people's gold was the collateral for the parasitic usurer's debt. The gold was repossessed by the private Federal Reserve. So these are a couple unique selling propositions to this show. That's a marketing idea. Whenever you're marketing a product, if you have 10 people, selling...
false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all our nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollution. War for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaked all our nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollution.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
But we all shine on. Everyone, come on.
Mr. Thomas gonna get you. Gonna knock you off your feet.
Better recognize your brothers.
Everyone you meet.
Surely not to live in pain and fear. That is right. John Lennon is correct. We are not here to live in pain and fear. We are here to learn our human artistry. We are here to express our greatest evolution of our souls, and we can't do that as debt slaves. So how do we get rid of our debt servitude, which is it's the greatest human rights issue of all time. Now is the time. People are protesting globally, on the left with the Occupy, on the right with the Tea Party. Let's unite. Let's create our own monetary systems. Let's have abundance. And let's no longer live in pain and fear, which is supported by the mainstream media and much of the patriotic movement. The patriotic media is constantly fear-mongering and, keeping everybody on edge. Well, I have a unique selling proposition here. Abundance, victory this year. The people create their own monetary systems, And just imagine if the people create their own money, don't you think there would be abundance? Just think of the difference of the systems that we have right now. If you have a private company called the Federal Reserve in control of the monetary system, they have a fiduciary responsibility, the management there, to make sure they and their friends have abundance. That's their fiduciary responsibility. In fact, that's the fiduciary responsibility for any private company. It's not to make sure that you have money. It's to make sure they have money or abundance. So, well, how would that be different if the people created their own monetary systems? And if we do that, that's step one of the Jubilee Plan, is for all of the people in each county to create their own local organic monetary system and then hire the constitutional sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. And those liens come in the form of income tax property, income tax liens, property tax liens, and foreclosure liens. Imagine in addition to that, this is another unique selling proposition of this show, that we have, if you borrow $105,000, $105,000 is also created, and $105,000 is what is paid back. As opposed to with the parasitic usurer system, you borrow $100,000 and then you pay back, say, $250,000. Well, how much more lending, banking, and abundance, how many more sales of homes would occur if you only have to pay back $105,000? Instead of 250. Our system outperforms the existing system, hands down. Our system is voluntary. It's not like their system, which is offered up at the point of a gun. So when will the people embrace this idea? That's all it comes down to. As soon as the people embrace this idea, they can effect a universal debt jubilee in weeks, victory this year, abundance this year. This show is offering abundance and victory and jubilation and emancipation this year. What do you say, people of America? Let's get with the program. Let's have a party. Let's have sovereignty. Whoever controls the monetary system is the sovereign. The Federal Reserve now, World Bank, IMF, et cetera, they are the sovereigns because they control the monetary system. And that will not change if you embrace or we embrace the Rothschild's gold system, which will be borrowed from the parasitic usurer at interest, and they will bankrupt us the exact same way as they did in the 30s. So, I'm offering up, I'm trying to get some people to call in and let's have a conversation about inflation versus deflation. I think that's a real good topic for us to delve into, because I would guess that, at least, say 90% of the population would say that we're suffering from inflation. And one of the unique selling propositions of this show is that I'm taking a contrarian and correct position, that they are suffering from deflation. So the call-in number is 877-488-5350. Why don't you go ahead and log that into your phone, because this is the source for veritas and abundance and truth about the monetary system. And the monetary system, monetary reform, is the most important topic for the people to understand. So let's get it together. 877-488-5350. Again, I'm going over coverage. An excellent job by a reporter, Catherine Turner of the Summit Daily News, and her email's right here. If you're listening, go ahead and send her an email. And thank her for her kind coverage and support.
The people are struggling. There's not much left for work here. See, we're under pressure.
share our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent war. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Oh, there it is. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan saying, "You're a debt slave. Your government is not in charge." Get it? Get it? This is really important to understand. And by the way, prior to the Federal Reserve, the United States was in debt for the entire period of its existence because it was embracing the gold and silver monetary system. It was only out of debt for a very short time under Jackson, and the Rothschild's gold and silver system is all part of the control scheme as well, because any nation that has to borrow its monetary supply is no longer sovereign, because if they're borrowing it, they are not in control of it. The borrower is slave to the lender. So I think, you know, whenever it's convenient here, we can break into, we've got a caller. I think it's Anthony from Denver, a longtime friend of mine of 20 years.
Wayne.
There he is, Anthony LaRocca.
Wayne, what's up, man? Listening to the show, sounds great.
educating a lot of people, including myself. I'm on board, man. The whole gold and silver, you know, hoax, I guess. I mean, I don't know what to call it, but, you know, it's like, why do we need these rare minerals or whatever they are to start exchanging and bartering? So,
well, think of it. Let's even before we go there is, do you believe that you personally are suffering from too many Federal Reserve notes, or are you suffering from lack of Federal Reserve notes?
Yeah, that makes complete sense. Lack. I mean, give everybody X amount of mountain hours or dollars, and they'll just start spending it, you know? So there's no lack, you know? And if somebody has too much money, then they don't have to work, and they quit, then you got to start paying people more money for the low-paying jobs, you know? But at that point, everybody would have too much money if you injected money into the system.
Well, yeah, as of right now, because we're suffering from lack of Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
You know, if let's imagine you had, you know, you let's say you were a parasitic usurer and you had, 10 home loans that, you know, you were the lender. Would you make it easier for people to pay their debts off by creating too many Federal Reserve notes? Or
right,
if you're the parasitic user, are you going to cut off the supply of Federal Reserve notes to make it your debts more valuable?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yep. Deflate the monetary money in the system and just start sucking up all the commodities, right?
Well, it's Jefferson's quote is, first by inflation, then deflation, the people shall wake up homeless on the continent that their forefathers conquered. And,
right.
For the listeners, Anthony LaRocca, if you go to our Vimeo channel, the best place I think for you to go is go to Vimeo.com, The Red Pill Radio, and you can see some of the videos that Anthony and I have created in costume. Anthony is an aspiring actor and musician. And we've known each other for 20 years. We're fraternity brothers in a fraternity.
Yeah, we met in a secret society.
Yeah, we're members of a secret society from Tampa, University of South Florida. And when I left and basically moved to Breckenridge, we kind of reconnected. And we're both resistors to the parasitic users. And, you know, we go all out. Like, we're activists that literally put costumes on and write scripts to basically show step-by-step how do we liberate ourselves. So can you comment on that, Anthony? What is what's the constitutional sheriff? That's Anthony's character. He's the constitutional sheriff. What is his unique role?
Well, natural law, defending natural law, which I believe is do no harm, and that's it. If there's no victim, there's no crime. That's it. There's no speeding tickets. There's no drug offenses. There's no anything where there's no victim. There's no crime. Hello, everybody. It's so simple.
Yeah, and under natural law, the corporations which we live under now, that they're basically our corporations are masquerading as governments, meaning the United States is a corporation, the state of Colorado, Summit County, they're all corporations. And by us being our all capital letters name, as we are fictitious entities, we are subsidiary corporations, so we fall under their jurisdiction. So under those statutes, they have jurisdiction over us. Under God's law or natural law, they do not have jurisdiction over us. So the constitutional sheriff is a fundamental portion of this whole process, and that's why Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be to the PUF event, Independence Weekend, and he's actually going to be our guest on this show on Thursday. And that's the role Anthony's playing. And tell me what your thoughts. Like, how do you like the video? How'd that come out?
The content was there. I just think, yeah, no, that's
good.
Just
the list, would you I think we're going to have we got a little bit of time. We'll go for the next two segments and just describe how the video went that we created.
How it went?
Just set it up. Just describe it for, you know, nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Okay, you want me to describe the woman you're on the stilts, or just walking around town?
No, the one, basically, it's you and I with the possession offense.
Oh.
You pressed the cup.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. How the shoot went, or all right.
No, the process. Basically, I was the banker who paid off the cop to go arrest the guy who was... smoking a non-permitted plant.
Right.
An unauthorized plant.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then you paid off the local police department. You went over, busted him.
So the cop.
The guy that was smoking, right?
Right.
And then as he's taking him off, the constitutional sheriff jumps in, which was me, and arrests the cop for kidnapping. And I took him off... whatever. It was nuts. Anyway.
Well, in that paradigm, this is a very essential to understand, is in that paradigm, when somebody gets arrested under natural law, you know, if that is the supreme law, which it is, natural law is the supreme law, if a cop, a revenue collector, a revenue enforcer, if they arrest somebody for a victimless crime, they are kidnapping someone, because that individual did not initiate violence. He didn't create a crime. However, the cop, when he arrests the guy smoking bud, he actually is kidnapping him. So you correctly, as the sheriff, because you're paid with mountain hours, now you're truly enforcing God's law.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
I'm with you. I mean, I don't know if society is ready for natural law. I think they're a little brainwashed into thinking they need all these rules. And without these rules, how are they going to function?
Yeah, well, like, for instance...
Just leave those people behind, I guess.
the state of Rhode Island's voting, I believe it passed, is that they were decriminalizing marijuana possession. So this is the direction of truth. We are winning the battle of ideas, because the majority of people recognize that the CIA and the world mafia, let's call it the parasitic users, they are the real mafia on the planet, and they are perfectly fine with trafficking drugs all over the planet. The whole Afghan war is all about that. So for them to say that they are against drugs, it's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Just turn on the TV.
Yeah. Everything they're against, they do. Everything.
So I think what we're trying to demonstrate is all of these symptoms, the symptom of the police state, the symptom of the drug war, those are symptoms of a corrupt monetary system. Do you believe that's the case?
Yes. But I think there's more to it. I don't know exactly where. I just think there's something else going on. purposely keeping us slaves.
The things would be a whole lot different, because I wouldn't be starting a radio show. That everybody would know this, you know?
Uh-huh.
Everybody would know about God's law, because the monetary system, our monetary system would support that. So the people would be educated. We wouldn't have to be deprogramming them. We would be able to get on TV. We could be the halftime show for the Super Bowl. You arresting the cop that was. That's the paradigm shift. Is their monetary system supports their values. Our monetary system supports our values. Mountain Hours supports the values of the organic community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job,
so,
brother.
we're basically, this is a show about monetary truth and basically some unique selling propositions, and one of which is the Jubilee Plan. Are you suffering under a lot of debt yourself?
Me? I was. Not so much right now. But,
well, even once we pay off our personal debt individually right out of the womb, each one of us are, you know, $40,000 to $80,000 in debt because of the national debt, our portion of the debt.
Which just goes to pay interest on loans, so it's just going directly into the pockets of bankers.
Right. So fundamentally, when we work and we pay our income taxes, you know, when you've got a job, you pay, you know, that we pay, all of that money goes eventually to the parasitic usurer. So in order for the people to have abundance and get off the hamster wheel, it's essential that we create our own monetary system. And, you know, literally, you know, you've been there. We give our money away. There's no debt or interest. We literally give it away. Has anybody from the Federal Reserve given you any money?
they've made me offers that I've accepted for value.
Well, what I'm saying, has it ever been given to you, or is it all created as a debt with interest? And we're trying to emphasize the difference between their system and our system and Mountain Hours. So
right.
It's essential that we all become evangelic about this. And once everybody's singing, you know, the Jubilee song, do you want to sing a little bit of the Jubilee song for the people?
If you want. Oh, shoot.
Well, we have a little inside joke. The Jubilee song is the Let It Be song of the Beatles. And rather, you know, we kept the whole song except for the chorus. And it goes, Let It Be. Jubilee, Let It Be. So Jubilee, Let It Be. You say it two times. So if you review the lyrics to that song, it completely fits what we're trying to achieve. And once everybody sings that song in unison, they will become emancipated because we all be vibrating at the same speed, or we'll be at the same vibration. We'll be at the same level of understanding, and that's when the universal debt Jubilee will be affected, and the emancipation of the global debt slaves will occur. So Anthony and I have gone around in Denver and now Breckenridge, and we have sung this particular song. So we'll have to save that for another time, I think. But and this is, you know, these things sound absurd, but it takes courage to do that stuff, and it takes intention, and it takes a message that we're trying to put forward to help liberate our brothers and sisters from the hamster wheel kind of existence of fear and pain which they are living under. Just like the bumper at the beginning of this segment with John Lennon. And the whole key to this occurring is a reform of the monetary system. And there's absolutely nothing stopping the people from doing this today, tomorrow, this week. All of these things can happen. We don't have to wait. We can act right now. And I think we're going to go ahead, Anthony. You take it to the bumper. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So you were saying that each community developed their own local currency. Do you have, like, specs on paper, or do you just say go ahead and keep log notes saying you owe me, I owe you? And it seems like it's fairly important to throw money their way to get the process going. So you're not starting with nothing in your pocket. You're starting with, say, 200 mountain hours. Now just start those spending, and I guess maybe hit it on.
The way we do it in Summit is each business is, and by the way, this is all written up in the article written by the Summit Daily. But anyway, we give each business $200 of the local currency, which is equivalent to 20 hours. Each hour is equal to $10. And by them having that, that's how the first injection of money occurs, let's call it. So right now we have 34 businesses, so 34, rough math, that's about $7,000. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
Not very much money.
And, and they're using physical paper currency, right?
Yeah, they're
Any plans on doing something else or stick with paper? I mean, I mean, this is new to me, developing all currency, you know?
That's what's great is when we have this event, the intention of the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival is for patriots across the country to come to Summit County and actually experience the use of the local currency. And what's great is, so let's say, you have a family member or whatever, they come to Summit for this event, they get to see you walking around in your sheriff costume, and in addition to that, Sheriff Mac, so anyway, you're spending the local currency at these organic businesses who are pioneering, and that's a courageous position for them to, accept something different than Federal Reserve notes. And so now we have national visitors supporting these local businesses and elevating their status because they are part of our circle of trust, as opposed to the people who are, let's call it the military-industrial complex, right? The military-industrial complex is part of the circle of trust of the Federal Reserve System, is it? Right? Try to stay logged in the second hour. That are written on the walls of life,
the universe. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be in the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're
not gangster. Those the devils fronting Wall Street banks.
It would be good if the people would get together in the streets and the hood. And that's what it's all about with the local currency, MountainHours.com. It's the revolution where the people create with their own commercial energy. They are the money, and they can create their own monetary system whenever they want. Those hours-based systems can network across the country, across the county, across the state, across the world. And the people can emancipate themselves. It's their energy. They are the dog. They don't need to worry about the parasites, the flea, which is controlling and harnessing their energy. They can shake the flea off and live a more healthy life without the parasite. And that was the Wandering Monks. They are going to be appearing along with Jordan Page as our musical guests for the Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. That's Independence Weekend, July 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Check it out. The event page is Rocky, that's abbreviated, Mountain Puff, RockyMTNPuff.com. That's the event page. It's $75. And with that, you get to see the musical guests. Additionally, Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski of We Are Change fame, and Joby Weeks, along with Tisha Cassida and David Justice. So please check that out. Are you still with me, Anthony?
Yeah, I am. I didn't know Luke is coming.
Luke Radowski has confirmed, yes. And,
wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. So I used to be the head of We Are Change in Tampa, and the guys that We Are Change Colorado, I'm active with them now, and those guys are just outstanding. Anthony is a member of We Are Change Colorado down in Denver. They are also starting Mile High Hours. So Anthony down in Denver, once they have their system set up, Anthony can bring Mile High Hours from Denver and make purchases in hours in Mountain Hours up in Summit County. Isn't that pretty a cool paradigm to think of?
Sounds good to me.
Well, I mean, but yeah, I mean, think of it. That's fundamentally is once, once people are able to sustain life, that they could, start gravitating toward a means by which where they do the majority of their, a significant number or the majority or all of their transactions in the people's money that they create. Right? So that's the whole paradigm shift with this is the longer, the Federal Reserve System's been going on 100 years. Ours has been going on 5 weeks. So we have 34 businesses, and, Anthony is our sheriff. And, think of how your life, listeners, how would your life change when you have freedom, when you have abundance? When all sins and debts are forgiven through a universal debt jubilee. These aren't hippie ideas. These are ideas that come from the Bible. So that's the real revolution, when the people take control of the monetary systems themselves. So, but we're going to be heading into a break here. Anthony, thanks for calling in. We've got some guests waiting, I believe, in the queue. And,
okay.
Well, thanks. It's cool. We're reconnecting to the radio. Who would have thunk it?
Just a rock.
All right, Wayne. Catch you later.
The time we want.
All right, buddy.
It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns.